Hello, you're listening to Lingo Podcasts, and this is Let's Talk About Languages, the show where I talk about the science of language learning, giving you tips and tricks on how to make language learning easier and less frustrating. Join me, your host, Bumoyo Basso, every Tuesday as we talk about languages, and don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening app now to never miss an episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Lingo Podcast, your favorite language learning podcast. Here again on a Tuesday with me, your host, Bumoyo Basso. So this is Let's Talk About Languages, as you heard in the description, in the introduction for the episode. This is the 12th episode of Let's Talk About Languages here on Lingo Podcasts. Last time out with the last Le Vrai Français episode that I did with Chimamaka. If you haven't listened to that, then you should definitely check that out. I made a bit of a mistake with the episode number. So this is episode 12 of Let's Talk About Languages. So Le Vrai Français, if you listen to that series, has just 4 more episodes until it's over, at least for now. I'm not going to say too much, but I'm just going to announce to you that the last 2 episodes are going to have a bit of a twist. Okay, I'm not going to say what the twist is, but the last 2 episodes are going to have a bit of a different vibe. And I have very, very special people lined up again as guests. So I've been getting very good responses and very good feedback from that particular series. So thank you so much. If you listen, you're so numerous around the world listening to the podcast right now. It makes me very happy, and it makes me feel very, very good that I'm helping somebody out there who loves French and who would love to improve their French on a daily basis. So thank you so much for always listening to the podcast. You're the reason why I make new episodes. And I have to be honest, I haven't been making the episodes as regularly as I should. And that has made me to come to a decision that the episodes, the Let's Talk About Languages episodes, are now going to be released bi-weekly. Okay, so initially, if you follow the podcast from the beginning, from the first episode, they were released weekly, okay? And then up until I took a break, and then since I came back from the break, I haven't been as consistent as I should be. So I've decided that Let's Talk About Languages is going to be bi-weekly, but Le Vrai Français will remain to be weekly, okay? So every Friday, there's going to be a new episode. There's going to be a new episode this Friday, next Friday, and up until it's over 4 weeks from now. So we have 4 more episodes on that particular series before it winds down, at least for now. I'm giving a lot of announcements, and I have one more special announcement to make before we actually get into today's episode. So I must have mentioned it on this podcast before, but if I haven't, or if you haven't heard it before, then I'm happy to announce to you that I am a Duolingo ambassador. Okay, so basically what that means is that as a Duolingo ambassador, because you know the app Duolingo, the language learning app, you host events in your area, okay? They call them chapters. So you host events in your area, in your city, in your town, okay, for people who are interested in that language to come, learn, discuss, and just really meet new people so you don't feel like you're alone in your language learning journey or something like that. So initially, I was supposed to host an event in March. I think that was in March the 22nd or something like that. But then there was the lockdown, so that wasn't possible at the time. But now the good thing is that Duolingo have made all their events online. So what that means is that you listening to me from whatever country it is you're listening to me, can get the opportunity to see me in person and talk to me and speak in French and talk about French and just really have a good time, because I'm starting my first Duolingo event, chapter event, on the 27th of June. That is this Saturday, okay? The reason I'm announcing it on the podcast first is because I would like you, the listeners of this podcast, to have a kind of first say, okay? To have the privilege to pick your spots first before other people can do that. So what that means is that you would have to send me an email, okay? My email address is in the description for the episode. So you have to send me an email telling me your name, where you come from, and that you would like to participate in my live Duolingo event on Saturday. And so I will reserve a spot for you, so you wouldn't have to worry about doing it quickly or not, because your spot will be reserved as long as you send me an email. This is important because I'm considering only taking 10 to 15 people for the event. So there are a lot of people that listen to the podcast. So if you would love to have your spots filled in and ready to go for Saturday, then send me an email telling me your name, where you come from, and that you would like to participate in my event, and I will book your spot. I'll reserve your place for you, and all you have to do is just wait a few days, and then probably on Friday I'll send you the invite for the video call, so you're ready a full day before the event. Okay, so if you're interested, just send me an email and we'll get to meet in person and speak in French. One more thing before I move over to the episode for today. The topic for today is that this event, the Duolingo event that I'm organizing, is really for advanced speakers and upper intermediates. Okay. What that means is that if you're a complete beginner, this would probably not be the best event for you to attend. You could look for other Duolingo events. All you have to do is just go to duolingoevents.com, I believe. And there are a lot of events there for complete beginners. But if you're an advanced learner or an upper intermediate, then this is the perfect event for you, because we'll get to speak and you get to see me in person. Okay, so that is it for my little announcement and advertisement, and let's move over to the topic for today. Okay, so today we're going to be continuing with the theme. Okay, we're going to be continuing with the theme of language learning resources. But today we're going to be doing a bit of a comparison between two very popular resources, two very different resources as well, that are used for speaking practice. Okay, so these resources or these applications are HelloTalk and iTalki. Okay, so if you've never heard about these applications before, it's fine. I'm going to explain what each of them are. Okay, so let's first of all start with HelloTalk. So HelloTalk is an application, okay, where you get to meet people who are learning your native language and speak your target language as a native language. So I will explain. For example, my target language is French. My native language is English. I get to meet French people who are trying to learn English. And what the app does is that it's kind of gives you so many options of these people who are learning your native language, and it allows you to interact with them, speak to them, and you could even become friends and maybe meet up someday in person or something like that. But it's a great application to meet people who are learning your native language as a target language. Okay, so it's a brilliant application. I've talked about it so many times on this podcast before, and it's called HelloTalk. It's completely free, okay? And it's very, very popular. All you have to do is download it and put in your details, and it's as easy as that. The next application or the next resource is called iTalki. Okay, so iTalki is also very, very popular, but iTalki is very different from HelloTalk in the sense that iTalki is a resource where you get to meet language teachers as opposed to fellow language learners. Okay, so on iTalki, you have the option to speak to what they call community teachers or professional teachers. What is a community teacher? So a community teacher is one who teaches the language but doesn't necessarily have degrees to show that he or she can be a teacher. Okay, it's just someone who loves the language, who probably learns the language or who speaks it as a native language, and who would love to help other learners. Okay, so that is a community teacher. A professional teacher, on the other hand, is someone who has degrees, who probably teaches, I don't know, maybe as a day job, who has worked in a school or at a university before, and has years and years and lots of experience with teaching. So that is a professional teacher. Okay, these could also be natives or non-natives, but these are people who really studied these languages at university and teach them now on iTalki or probably in schools. Or yeah, so that is what iTalki classifies as a professional teacher. So you have the option of either a community teacher or a professional teacher on iTalki. There are other features of iTalki, like you could also meet learners like you and exchange and other things, but the main concept of iTalki is to meet teachers who will help you and grow with you in your language learning journey. So basically, in this podcast episode, we're going to be giving the pros and cons of both of these applications that I love. And I'm doing this because I've been taking a lot of iTalki classes recently, and I've been speaking with a lot of people on HelloTalk recently as well. So I just wanted to give pros and cons. I love both applications, so I'm not for one or the other. But I just feel sometimes one might be more beneficial than the other in certain situations. So that's what we're going to look at now. Pros and cons, advantages and disadvantages of both HelloTalk and iTalki. And whether you should use HelloTalk or you should use iTalki or maybe something else. So that is today's topic. Okay, so first of all, we're going to be starting with HelloTalk. Okay, so if you listen to this podcast again, I'm a huge fan of HelloTalk. I've been using HelloTalk for 2 years now, basically my whole French journey. And I love it. I love the application, and I just can't talk about it enough. However, it does have some disadvantages and a lot more than I'm going to talk about in this episode. But today I'm just going to restrict myself to two advantages and two disadvantages of both HelloTalk and iTalki. And right now we're going to start with HelloTalk. So HelloTalk is kind of like the social media for language learners. So you can find everybody, like you can find so many people, well, not everybody, but you can find so many people on HelloTalk, and you can make new friends and talk to new people, find out about new cultures. And for me, that's the first advantage. The fact that you can really talk to real life people, ask questions, because they have this moment section, which would be like stories or on Instagram or on Snapchat or something like that. So the moment section is where you could post questions, or you could post pictures about your language progress. It's basically kind of like the social media part of the application. So the fact that you can ask questions and see what other people have posted to keep yourself motivated, I think that's just cool. You could meet new people, ask questions that, and get answers almost instantly is amazing. We live in such a beautiful, beautiful time for language learning, at least. Don't want to get into other things, but for language learning, it's much easier these days than it was, say, 10, 20 years ago. Okay, well, at least that's what I've been told. I wasn't particularly alive 10 years ago, yes, but 20 years ago, no. But the point is that you can meet a lot of new people on HelloTalk and ask questions and really keep yourself motivated. That's the first point. That's the first big advantage for me. And the second advantage, which a lot of people would say should be the first advantage, is the fact that it is completely free. Yes, there is a premium version. I currently use the free version. I haven't yet upgraded to the premium version. The difference is on the free version, you can only learn one language. On the premium version, you can learn multiple languages, and as a result, you can meet more people. But I'm a fan of learning one language at a time. So the free version works perfectly for me. And even the premium version isn't very expensive. So it's completely free, at least for the most part. And that's why this application is very, very good. So those are my top two advantages for HelloTalk. Unfortunately, it has some rather deep disadvantages which may discourage you from using the application. But then again, it's probably something that you would see on any social media platform. So this is just an extension of what could happen on social media with other applications like Instagram or Facebook. These things happen, unfortunately. But the first disadvantage is that you can meet people who may not be there for the same reasons as you are and would be there for the wrong reasons when they probably should be on a dating app or something like that. And there have been complaints by some people that sometimes these quote-unquote language partners talk about other things and not languages. And so some form of abuse could be possible. So it's unfortunate, but and it doesn't happen very often. Personally, I have never received any form of abuse in any way before, but it is something that could happen. So I just thought to mention that, just to put it out there, but it's not a recurring event. It's not something that happens every single time. But then again, with social media, it's not impossible. The second disadvantage is that you may meet people that are really cool, okay, really nice the first day, and then they are just no longer motivated to learn the language, and you've lost a friend in a sense, and that might also discourage you from learning the language. But my advice for that is just to talk to not so many people, but just make sure you're not talking to just the one person, because like I always say, you can't learn from just one resource. So I feel it's important to have a few language partners that you talk to, but it's not impossible that one of them may no longer be motivated and you may lose contact. So yeah, those are the two advantages for HelloTalk. But besides that, it's a really great application, and I would really advise you to go check it out. Probably even if you just want to try it out for a week, 2 weeks, it's really, really worth it. So yeah, it's always top of my list to advise people to get as a speaking practice app. Okay, so now I'm moving over to iTalki. Okay, so personally, my experience with iTalki is much more recent than with HelloTalk. In fact, I only started using iTalki this year, but I have already completely fallen in love with iTalki. It's a great place. Like I said before, you could meet community tutors or professional teachers on the app. And it's a great place to meet people who who actually know what they are doing. I think that's the difference between iTalki and HelloTalk. On iTalki, you get to really meet people, teachers who know exactly or have a clear idea of how they are going to help your language and take you to the next level. So that's the first advantage for me, that you get to work with people, with professional teachers, or just generally professional people who have worked with other people before and know exactly how they can improve. I think that's very, very key, and that's probably something that you don't get with HelloTalk. Also, on iTalki, it's always a very productive time when you're speaking to your teacher. So, you know, if you book a class for an hour, you know that in the next hour, I'm definitely going to work on my French, I'm definitely going to work on my Spanish, I'm definitely going to work on my Japanese. You are definitely going to work on that. And that's what you paid for. That's why you booked that slot. So it's a great way to really see, to really fix language learning into your agenda, because you know that, okay, on a Saturday by 7 p.m., I need to talk to my language tutor for an hour or 90 minutes. I think the longest period is 90 minutes. Some teachers have 30-minute classes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, and 90 minutes. So it's a great place, and you know that you're always going to gain when you spend time talking to your teacher. So I think those are just two of many advantages that the app has, or that the platform has. So again, you could go check that out for yourself and see what you like. These were just my top two advantages. But unfortunately, again, HelloTalk has disadvantages, and or at least what I perceive to be disadvantages. And the first one is that it's quite expensive, or it could be quite expensive. There are a lot of teachers on HelloTalk, a lot of teachers, a lot, thousands, hundreds of thousands of teachers on HelloTalk. But sometimes the teacher you actually want to work with, because you've read his or her profile, you've watched his or her video, and you feel like this is the right teacher for you, but that person is just too expensive and you just can't afford that at the moment. Okay, so it could happen where HelloTalk is, for the most part, free. iTalki is quite expensive. So, but then you could look at that and find what prices could be reasonable for you. But iTalki classes are paid for. Okay, so it could be quite expensive. And maybe if you're a student, or right now that language learning is not your priority, then iTalki might not be the best application for you right now. But if you have the finances and you're willing, then please, by all means, it's an amazing application and or website. The second disadvantage that I picked out here for iTalki is that finding a right teacher may not be easy. So I just kind of like talked about that in the last point, because you may find a teacher that you really, really like, but he or she is too expensive, and then you have to look for somebody else, and it takes time. So it could be very, very difficult to find the right teacher that you would want to work with, and you feel like, yes, this is the person I want to work on my vocabulary with, on my pronunciation with. It could take some time, okay? So that's the disadvantage of iTalki. And generally, I would advise, and just a bit of summary now that we've talked about the two applications. HelloTalk, I would advise that you start with it as soon as you can, okay? It helps to talk to people and just try your possible best. So even if you're a complete beginner, you've just studied the language for a few weeks or a month, you could get HelloTalk and just try to have your first conversation. Trust me, it feels really, really good when you have your first conversation in your target language. Okay, even if it's just to say, how are you, or my name is, it feels very good to talk to somebody. And then iTalki, I would really recommend if you've spent a bit more time with the language, maybe 6-7 months to a year plus, then you can use iTalki and really work with a teacher who could give you extra resources and tell you what points that you should exactly work on. But in any case, those are two of my favorite apps. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the end of the episodes on Let's Talk About Languages for June. Next month, we're going to be talking about one of the fundamental pillars of language learning, which is listening. So next month, we're going to be talking about listening, okay? So basically, in language learning, we talk about four pillars. We talk about listening, we talk about speaking, we talk about writing, we talk about reading, okay? So next month, for the month of July, every other Tuesday, so in a two-week period, we are going to be talking about speaking as one of the pillars of language learning. So we're going to be talking about we're going to talk about listening. I'm so sorry. Next month, we are going to be talking about listening. Okay, listening. So we're going to be talking about when to listen, when to start listening, how much to listen in a day, in a given period, and what to listen to. So that's what we're going to be talking about next month in July. Again, don't forget that if you like this podcast, don't forget to give it a rating on Apple Podcasts and leave a review if you have the time. Also, don't forget to share the podcast with your friends and your fellow Francophiles so that this podcast can become even more popular. To you that is listening, thank you so much for getting to the end of the episode. And if you're interested in my Duolingo event on Saturday, don't forget to send an email to my email address. It's in the description for the episode. Okay, until 2 weeks from now, don't forget that you can in fact make your language learning dream a reality. Bye for now.